Hello everyone, welcome to the first ever Pharmacy in Practice podcast. Today I'm with Pete Horrocks of Knights Pharmacy. Now Knights Pharmacy have won an award recently for their activity around pancreatic cancer awareness, so I thought I would get in touch with Pete Horrocks, the superintendent pharmacist there, and have a blether about it. So over to you, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Jonathan. My name's Pete Horrocks, and I'm a superintendent pharmacist for the Knights Pharmacy Group, and we operate pharmacies right across the UK.
Brilliant. Thanks. You're Pete. No pressure, but you're my guinea pig. You're my first ever podcaster. So
delighted to be here.
Now the reason I got you on the podcast was because. Well, I'll let you explain, but yeah, you've had a pretty good time in Knights Oakwood Pharmacy, haven't you? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So our pharmacy, which is called Knights Oakwood Pharmacy, is based in Birstall, which is just outside Leeds in West Yorkshire. And we were delighted to hear last week that the pharmacy had been recognised for a recent campaign that they'd been running by Pancreatic Cancer Action Charity. And the award that we've won is the winner of their Turnip Purple Pharmacy of the Year award.
Brilliant, well done. So what's the reference to purple all about then?
Purple is the colour scheme that the charity uses as a way of raising awareness. You might have seen often the colour pink is quite traditional with breast cancer charities and likewise the green for the Macmillan charities. Well, Pancreatic Cancer Action use the purple. So we had our team involved in a number of promotional activities right throughout the month of November, and we pretty much turned the whole pharmacy purple. Real credit to the team in there. For what they did. There's a number of pictures online where you can see the effort that the pharmacy team went to. But pretty much any wall, any door, any window was covered with posters, flyers, leaflets, or things that were purple to really raise awareness and start having these conversations with our customers. I was having a chat with Paula, our pharmacy manager. I said, well, What made you want to do this? And she said that she'd been involved in the Healthy Living Pharmacy campaigns in the past, and saw that there was some materials available for running a pancreatic cancer awareness session. And she thought to herself, well, that's something I don't really know much about, but if I don't, then probably my customers don't, and neither do my staff. So she got the whole team involved to get on board with really raising awareness of this particular cancer, which is often missed because people aren't necessarily aware of the signs and the symptoms. And she got involved in doing all sorts of things from raffles, people making things and selling them within the pharmacy, taking pictures, posting them, real engagement with the local community. And then also internally within our organisation as well.
So Pete, thanks very much for filling us in on all of that. It's the project sounds absolutely wonderful. Raising awareness is a fantastic idea. What I'm keen to understand is how do you feel this fits into the life of a community pharmacy?
As we're all aware, pharmacy has incredible accessibility, and what we've really got to be able to do is make use of that and use this to our advantage, not only for the benefits of the pharmacy, but benefits for the wider population, the communities that we serve. The amount of visits that occur in community pharmacy on a daily basis is incredible. And if we have our teams focused on some key activities of raising awareness, raising health promotion, it's really unbelievable the impact that can be had in that sort of situation. So I think that's how it really fits with a healthy living pharmacy situation, around making every contact count. And it's not just about dispensing a prescription or selling an over-the-counter product. It's what can we do when we meet and greet our customers or our patients? What can we do to improve their overall health and their overall living? And that might be raising their awareness of certain conditions, might be raising awareness of other issues that they might be having, things that they could do, interventions into their lifestyle that ultimately makes them become healthier. And this links very closely with some of the recent announcements by the government around prevention is better than cure. You don't need to tell any pharmacist that. We all know it. But it's finally it's good to hear some recognition from government that an acknowledgement that we can't just keep giving people medications and treating. We need to identify people before they get to that stage and ultimately improve the overall well-being of the population.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, in Scotland, there's this, pharmacy first mantra. And listen, I totally agree. Like the access and the footfall in community pharmacy is staggering. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, community pharmacists are the most accessed healthcare professional on a daily basis. I just think this whole project is to be really commended because it just encourages that. And it encourages actually, especially males, perhaps in this case, to maybe just drop in off the street and have a conversation about, pancreatic symptoms that they're maybe just niggly, non-specific things that they're concerned about.
Pete, thanks very much indeed for taking some time out of your busy superintendent role today to speak to me. It's been really, really interesting, actually. A wonderful campaign and a very well-deserved award, I would say. Pass on the congratulations to the team as well. And I will publish an article maybe tonight or tomorrow on the website so that everyone can see all those lovely photos. Thank you very much. See you soon.